gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jeslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the line with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you're looking for that special treat that your cats will absolutely fall in love with, and you can tempt them to do anything you want, even eat food that they don't normally like, then you want to get Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will love. You can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, or order it at walmart.com. Don't forget also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets to give you a 10% discount. Just put pets in the promo box, P-E-T-S, and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, and you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog. Woof, woof.
I'm a walking treat on 4 feet, the finest pet you get to meet. My fur keeps in the heat. Now take it in while my tail feels the beat. What you whistling at? I'm not a parakeet. I'm a dog. I'm pet perfection when it comes to pet selection. Oh, I'm the king. Yeah. Now excuse me while I smell this thing. The rest of the pets all know I'm the best in show at the doggy show. Cause I'm a purebred kibble fed chilling in my doggy bed. Just to be clear, I'll repeat what I said. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog dog. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog dog. Woof, woof. My house, it's small but homey, homey. I got my bones, so I'm never lonely. My air freshener smells like pepperoni, so the poodles and the puppies, they all want to know me. Walk it to the park, always goes well. There's a lot of important things I gotta smell. And I gotta chase some squirrels up trees and... Oh, hold on, I gotta scratch some fleas. Oh, what? It's flea season. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog dog. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog dog. Woof, woof.
I like the song. It's a cool song. Hey, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk about your dog or your cat. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. I want to give a shout out to KCBQ in San Diego, California, AM 1170 and FM 96.1. Hey, Steve and the gang there at KCBQ in San Diego. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. I want to give something away to San Diego. They're new to the family. So two callers that call in to Sydney, our producer at the network, I will send out, if you've got cats, if you've got cat people out there, I will send out some Lick and Lap treats to you. If you call 818-818-6401, you don't even have to come online. You can just call up Sydney and say, hey, am I number one or number two? that's a loaded question. Literally, no pun intended. But if you are number one or number two, we'll send you out Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, and that'll come out to you. 818-818-6401. Just call in San Diego. We want to treat you guys out there, your first day on the show, and real excited to have you. So give us a call. 818-818-6401. So, Jasmine.
Yes.
So, I don't even know if dogs are ahead of cats right now.
What do you mean ahead of them?
I mean in terms of like the amount of dogs in households versus cats, because it kind of flips back and forth. Like there's more cats in households, and then there's more dogs in households. I think the last one I saw was dogs, but I could be wrong. But cat people don't necessarily bring. Have you ever been hired to train a cat?
I'm allergic to cats.
Well, true.
But there are cat trainers. I don't see
a lot of them.
I've worked with people's cats when they've hired me to work with their dogs, because sometimes I'll be there working with dogs and the person's cat will come up and see that I'm giving the dogs food. So then they want it too. And I make them sit for the treat and I'll work on stay and stuff. And it's really cute. I have pictures. But, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily hire a trainer for their cats, which I think is interesting because they're very intelligent and you should train
extremely.
Your cat.
Extremely. I mean, they're kind of set in their ways a lot and they're stubborn. Like, I know, like, I've got three of them and I've always had cats my entire life, and dogs, but now I have three rescue cats. I live with them. They don't live with me. But
this is their house. They're allowing you to stay here.
for the most part, they move on their own time.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask them to do something or say this or that, they'll look at you like, when I'm ready.
Well, that's because nothing's really required of them. But if you get a kitten and you start training them as a kitten, that's normal to them. But these guys, they know that if they don't do what you say, nothing changes about their life, so it's optional, right? And then also, sometimes they don't know what you want them to do. Because you haven't trained them.
According to Forbes, American Veterinary Medicine, and Pew Research Center, and several others, it's generated from this Google search, that more people own dogs in the United States. About 65.1 million households in the U.S. own dogs, and about 28.2 million households in the U.S. own cats. So overall, 66% of U.S. households, or 86.9 million homes, own a pet. So 49% only have dogs, 23% only have cats, and 24% have both, and 4% have neither.
4%.
4% of all the U.S. does not own a pet at all.
I'd say
a cat or dog. I can't say neither. It says neither. So yeah. They do not own a cat or a dog. That doesn't mean that they don't own something else.
Yeah, there's birds, and then there's rabbits, and there's fish, and, you know, hamsters,
I'd say about
gerbils.
2 out of 5 people that call me for training have both cats and dogs, or at least one cat and a dog or a few dogs.
And out of the majority that you see, do you find that the dogs get along with the cats okay?
Most of the time, the people that have cats and dogs are calling me because they just got a kitten and the dog is going after it, or they just got a dog and the dog is harassing their cat that they've had for years, so they want me to help with that.
Integrate.
Yeah.
So how, for instance, if you have a new dog coming into a house with a cat that's been there for a while, how would you...
It depends on what's going on. Like, if the dog wants to hunt the cat, which that's a thing.
Well, thankfully, cats can climb and they get higher places, so...
So, and then I usually recommend that they get a safety gate, so they're separating them. And the dog can see the cat. Don't have the part open where the cat can come through, just in case.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well,
you'd think it's
sometimes obvious. Sometimes it's just more of like, you know, the puppy is harassing the cat. So the cat needs a way to escape where the puppy can't get to it if it needs a break. But in other cases, it's like a safety issue because I don't want the dog to do something terrible to the cat. So we want to completely separate them so that dog can get the scent of the cat and everything. I can work on teaching the dog impulse control, kind of gauge where the behavior is, if it's just overexcitement or if it's full-on like aggression hunting type of behavior where I feel like the dog might kill the cat. So it's really depends on the situation and how it's been handled up until the point that I get there.
So, I mean, because the old days, cats and dogs just didn't seem to get along, period.
In the old days, you kept your dog strapped up outside, though, too.
Well, yeah. thanks, the old days.
You said it first.
I know, but you just had to throw it back at me. In the old days.
When my daughter was younger, she's like 8 at the time. She was like, Mommy, back in the olden days when you were a child. Whoa, that makes me sound really olden days.
I like to tell my kids I was born in the 1900s.
Back in the 1900s.
Yeah. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I was born in the 1900s. They're like, how old are you? I'm like,
well, times have changed, and cats and dogs seem to get along better now than they ever did. But introductions are really important because there's no promise on
that. If you have a dog already or have a cat and you need any questions answered, my website is jasminethedogtrainer.com.
Check it out. This is Talkin' Pets.
You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653, 855-322-GOLD, or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades.
Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
A 13-foot Burmese python was confiscated from an upstate New York man who was keeping the still-growing snake in a small tank, authorities said. The State Department of Environmental Conservation said it got a complaint about an illegally owned snake in New Hartford on August 28th. Environment Conservation Police Officer Jeff Hull responded and found the snake in a 4-to-5-foot tank. The snake weighed 80 pounds and measured 13 feet 2 inches in length. It appeared to be in good health and was still growing, the Department of Environmental Conservation said in a new release. The snake was relocated to Fort Ricky Discovery Zoo in Rome, which has the state-required permits for such an animal, the agency said. The snake's owner said he had not been prepared for how fast the snake would grow, the department said. He was ticketed for possessing wildlife as a pet and for possessing dangerous wildlife without a permit. Burmese pythons are native to Southeast Asia and have become popular pets in the United States. They're an invasive species in Florida where they prey on native wildlife. Burmese pythons can grow to be 16 feet or 5 meters long. The animal seized in New York, an albino Burmese python, was yellow with an arrowhead-like design on its head. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
To the rat town of Outpost came a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say.
I love this song.
No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. For the stranger there among them had a python on his hip.
Python on his hip.
It was early in the white day when he rode into the town. Came riding in from Oxum, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with the python on his hip. Python on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Baldwin Bus.
How do you know this song?
It's from Fallout, the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they play it in a game. It's one of the it's Fallout New Vegas, and which is, if you watch the show Fallout, can't wait for the next season, they're actually going to New Vegas is like where they're going. That's the clip at the very end of the show.
Because I'm thinking to myself, no one is ever going to know where this song's from.
Oh, no, it's called Texas Red, and it's a very good song. I love the song.
I can tell.
This is obviously a dub. It's not the real song.
It's a remake.
Yeah.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. 818-818-6401.
I'm Catherine Oxenberg with my pet, Heyoka, and you're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
I love the accent.
Me too. Who was that?
Catherine Oxenberg. She's okay. A princess.
Got it.
Literally. But she was also on Dynasty, I think it was.
Okay.
So, yeah, real pretty, real nice. She was married, I think, to Tarzan. One of the guys that played Tarzan.
She's married to Tarzan.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal sound, then you got a prize coming your way. We have the 2025 calendar for pageaday.com, and it's of a dog. It's a desk calendar. It's a gorgeous calendar. You can go with that. Or we have treats from Good Pets Foods like Hip and Joint Plus and Daily Multivitamin, Daily Probiotics, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. You can go with those. We also have dog books, cat books, a turtle pen, That means pendant, like a jewelry piece, of a turtle. It's really cute. And we do have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles. And a harness for a dog about 25, 30 pounds. And the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in four different colors. If you can identify this sound. What creature makes this sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So this creature spends most of its time eating. And they can eat, actually, up to 16 hours a day.
Same.
What is it? And they're absolutely adorable looking.
I was going to say, they sound cute.
But you don't want to hug them because they're wild animals. And they come in they come in black and white.
Mm, I know what it is.
818-818-6401.
Don't tell me I don't want to hug it, because I do. I don't care if it's wild.
Right. Give us a call and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401.
Given the opportunity, I probably would hug most wild animals.
Especially bears.
Bears, yeah.
Black bears, they're so cute. They look like teddy bears. Grizzly bears don't look cuddly. But
they're called wild animals for a reason.
Well,
if one gave me the opportunity, I would definitely hug it. If it was like...
Gave you the opportunity.
I'd be like, yay!
Have you seen the videos of the bears that like wave at people on the side of the street?
Yeah, see? It
if
wants
one
a
waved
hug.
At me, I'd be like, okay, I think it wants to be hug. My friend. Yeah. That's how I got mauled by the bobcat. I thought it wanted to be my friend, but it didn't.
See, use this information right now to never hug a wild animal. That's why they're wild.
12-year-old me thought that we were about to be friends.
Well, at least you were a child.
Me.
818-818-6401. Give us a call if you know what creature that is we're talking about. 818-818-6401. So, you know, when we were talking about dogs and cats getting along, I did like the idea of the gate, but yeah. there's a product out there that you can buy that, you know, basically attaches to your door. And it attaches to the wall.
One of my clients used that.
It's like a little hook kind of thing.
Yeah, but I watch their dog maneuver around that. Like, I don't trust it, like, unsupervised.
Well, it's depending on the size of the dog, but two, I could see what you're saying. Or the dog can be, there's a lot of weight there going behind it, so it could damage the property. So I see that, too.
Yeah.
But the premise is good, though.
The extra tall baby gates that don't have slats that, like, a dog or cat can climb. You want the,
Nothing.
You want the vertical bars on it so that they can't climb up it, but you get the extra tall gate.
Right. But a cat can fit through it.
Some of them have a cat door at the
bottom.
Right,
I've seen those.
Yeah.
But even with the gates themselves, unless you have a fat cat, but, you know, usually a cat, if it wants to go into a certain area, it can, but if the dog gets a little, and the cat wants to get away, it could go right through the gate.
Yeah.
So that's a cool premise. So I would definitely use it for that idea. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. What creature is this? What creature makes that sound? Think China. This is Talkin' Pets.
Oh, I was completely wrong.
I know
big
what
iron,
it is.
It's big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, It's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
Hey everybody, Bob Page here, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Pets Rewind. In this installment, John gives another listener advice on how to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn. Thank you, darling.
Well, I'm frantic about this crazy little critter. I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him a brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
It's not a possum, is it?
Oh, no possum. He's my kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy cat, and he's so sweet. And he's a paladoxin. What do you call it? What, the six toes?
Mm-hmm.
But we call them special.
Yeah, you know, he is. He's so lovable. God love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away there like they did. Anyway, I've had him a year now. Last winter, he was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poo pans, you know. All of a sudden, here it is. We're freezing our tutus off.
Your tutus.
Trying to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he insists on peeing and pooing out in that no, pardon my French, that snow. And he won't use the poo pan. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every cotton pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor cat.
He was when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there going outside.
I know, but he used the poo pans wonderful all last winter. And now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. Makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat. And then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, poor kitty, and let him out again.
He raises, he yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't
he? Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You come back with a boo. And everybody said, they said, hey, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new one.
Poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box. And then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house or peeing all over the house. And then they still let him run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
Hey, that really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Prias. But I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poo pen. The poo pen. He used the poo pen. Wonderful.
It's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new one.
Poo pen.
To the poo pen area.
A few too many times, and I'm sure I'll work you right in. We're Talking Pets. Rewind. I'm Bob Page.
Tips all night long, talking pets where we
John's so wise, solving problems with his eyes. Bark or meow, he knows best, leaves no path in distress. Late night talk, furry friends, John Patch always transcends. Paws and claws, feathers bright, feeling good all night. Talking pets, yeah, let's go. Every story makes us grow. John Patch on the line, all the pets doing fine.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, 818-818-6401. And we still have that animal sound. Think China. And think
so
black and white. What is it? And they eat a lot. 16 hours a day this creature eats. What is it? 818-818-6401. They even sound cute.
They sound cuddly.
They are cute. Yeah. They're so stupid, too, if you've ever watched
the
videos.
The roly-polies. Yes. Yeah. The babies.
Yeah. They're just like big blobs. I think that you could definitely hug this animal. 100%. Maybe not in the wild. Maybe not in the wild.
I think I want one.
I would say not in the wild.
Definitely, yeah, probably not in the wild.
I don't think they're
zoo,
aggressive.
I don't think so either.
Well, again, it's a wild
so
animal.
So if I get one as a pet, would you babysit it for me? It's better than a monkey.
You would never get one of these as a pet because there's not that many of them out there.
I don't know.
And
in some locations, you can hug them. There is places where you can go.
Can we go?
Depends on, I guess.
What if we take a field trip?
I guess
and
if they've been around humans, which I guess several of them have.
Can we do a field trip and do a live show so we can hug them?
Lord. 818-818-6401. That's a number. What creature are we talking about? If you know it, you get a prize. But by the way, that song that you heard was created by Lexi on AI.
Using AI, yeah.
So that was
so
pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's a cool beat and everything like that. I like it.
It should be your theme song.
You can put in any kind of genre. Me and Danny have really messed around with it, with just going like super deep. And like, there's a band that he likes that's like artsy, punk, dance floor friendly, alternative or whatever. Like, it's so even if like I looked up a Taylor Swift song or whatever, and I like looked up, like, she's like a has like a couple different, like, she's not just like a country pop, she's like country pop folk alternative or whatever. And so it's like, when you do that, it does make it sound more like different artists. It's crazy.
That is cool.
AI is pretty amazing, but the thing is, there's a lot of kinks that still have to come out of it. So
but it's getting so, you can write books with it now. I've seen things where you can like put in just stuff and it'll make you like a 30 chapter book.
That's really
think
cool.
It's, I don't know what it sounds like. I didn't read the book, but it's just, you can do that.
Right.
Well, once again, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you think you know what creature this is. Call and win something. But by the way, I want to ask you, I know with basic commands with dogs, you deal with come, sit, roll over. But what about stay? How would you recommend somebody working with their dog in regards to getting them to stay? Because I've seen, you know, dogs being worked with and they tell the dog to stay and then they walk like 20 yards away. And then they want that dog still to stay.
Yeah.
Some dogs don't. But eventually, it seems like they get them to actually
listen to
the
command. But you want to build consistency with them not moving before you add distance. So that the way that I teach stay is I like to stand right in front of them, and you gradually show them that them not moving earns a reward, and you extend that time up. And once I can get a dog to stay and not remove themselves from the sit or the down position for 20 to 30 seconds, then I might start adding distance. And with stay, I always like to teach them that they're staying exactly where I put them until I go back to them to give them permission to get up, because we want a reliable stay. So we don't want it to be that we tell them stay and we are not even in the general area and they remove themselves from the stay, because I like to use stay for an emergency. And the reason why is because I've had issues with, like, some clients' dogs want to run out of the front door. So if they're outside and they've gotten out of your gate or they've gotten out of the front door, they might not necessarily respond to the come when called command. So I like to switch up what I'm asking of them. So if we know that they're not likely to come, I might yell stay, and they understand stay means don't move. So they'll stay there until you go get them. That's worked a handful of times.
So how is it when you take your dog to be trained, like say somebody brings their dog to you, Jasmine, the dog trainer, and you got kids, because you know kids are always going to want to play with the dog and roll around with the dog and so on and so forth, you know, have fun with the dog.
Yeah.
But the kids don't necessarily work with that stay command.
So I have everybody that is involved with the dog, everybody that lives in the household should be in attendance to the dog training session. So I don't do board and train anymore. I go in clients' homes and work with them there. So let's say the clients have retired parents that babysit the dog sometimes, then I ask that at least one of the sessions they come over so that I can show them what we're working on. If there's children in the house, sometimes the kids are not there, but I like to at least have one or two sessions where the children are there and I show the kids how to do it and I have them demonstrate. So I know that they know how to train them. And usually the children are actually better than the adults with being consistent and with following on the directions of how to train these certain commands, because kids will tell on the parents. Like, I'll show up and they'll be like, my mom was practicing stay wrong.
That'd be my kids. They'd tell me.
Yeah. So I find kids are easier, you know,
I'm
a human trainer, and kids are easier to train because they're still in school and they're still learning things and they're excited about learning things. And I think, you know, if they like the dog and they want to be involved with interacting with the dog, they're very, they're more excited to participate in training. So
now, when you also said human trainer, it seems like a lot of times with any trainer that I talk to, y'all deal with the fact of you are training the pet parent.
Yeah.
Because the pet parent is the one that has to keep things up.
Exactly. Because I can take Lexi's dog Richard into my house and I can get him to do whatever I need him to do, but that doesn't mean that I can return him and he'll do the same thing at her house, because I will have him doing a certain routine within my environment, and that doesn't always translate from, because dogs don't naturally generalize. So even when I have done board and train where I've worked with dogs in my home, I make sure that they understand how to practice and what routine to follow in their home so that the dog can be consistent and do the same things. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So it's like, you know, they do whatever. They go with the flow. Dogs are not as complicated as people think they are.
I don't really think dogs are complicated at all. And I think, you know, repetition is the reward. I mean, that's for you. It is. I think because as a human, because that's how they pick it up and that's how they understand.
Mm-hmm.
But how, like, you can't say that every dog is going to learn it the same amount of degree. Every dog is different. It may take one dog a couple of tries and the dog gets it.
It depends on their temperament, their age, their environment. Sometimes the people that have a chaotic environment, let's say you've got like five small children in the house running around, or multiple other animals, they've got so many distractions in that house that it might take a little bit more time to get them accustomed to following through with commands in that environment. Whereas a person that has a puppy and it's just two adults and the puppy in the house, you know, the puppy is the distraction. There's nothing happening outside of that. So it really just depends on their individual environments and temperaments.
Well, pick up the phone, give us a call if you've got a question or if you want to guess what creature this is. And win a prize, 818-818-6401.
Attention pet lovers. try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
In a surprising story that unveils the hidden dramas of the sea, scientists have documented the first ever case of a 7-foot poor beagle shark being eaten by an even bigger predator, likely an even bigger shark, in the deep ocean waters near Bermuda. Adding a layer of intrigue, the poor beagle was pregnant. Originally, American scientists aimed to research pregnant poor beagle sharks, which are endangered in many areas of the world, using a pop-up satellite tag mounted to its fin. Researchers kept track of the shark's temperature and depth in the ocean to study its behavior and activity. The tag showed that the shark traveled hundreds of miles from New England to Bermuda at depths between 1,640 feet and 3,280 feet. Since the shark was swimming too deep for the sun to reach, its temperature remained cool. Then, its temperature reading suddenly went up. Scientists say this indicates the tag went from outside the shark's body to somewhere warmer. And really, the only likely place is inside a bigger shark. That's how we knew the shark was actually eaten or attacked, said James Salikowski, director of the Coastal Oregon Marine Experiment Station at Oregon State University. We knew that the tag was inside of a warm-blooded creature, and we knew that it wasn't a whale or mammal, because mammals are much warmer than that. Likely, the predator was a type of lamded shark. My guess is probably a mako or a white shark, because they do get larger than a poor beagle. It makes us want to study more and learn more about how susceptible other large sharks are to be eaten and who is the top dog out there. While smaller sharks are often the victims of larger sharks, poor beagles are often too large to be preyed on, especially this 7-foot giant. So what does this tell us? Well, it shows just how little we really know about the ocean and its inhabitants. Of course, aside from the shark attack stories we often hear. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. I agree with her in this song. I mean, and that's the one thing that was really disturbing me about going swimming in the oceans now is the amount of shark attacks that have been this year, which it's definitely been on the upswing. And they're saying it could be anything from climate change to whatever. But do you remember Jaws? I don't know if it was the first one or the second one, but the guy was walking down the beach and throwing a stick in the water for his dog to go out and retrieve it. And then he threw the stick and the dog never came back?
I chose not to watch any of the Jaws movies because I watched a little tiny bit of, and I was like, nope, When I was a kid, nope.
When I was a kid, I was afraid to go in our swimming pool after that.
Oh.
I was. It was like water just represented bad things. And that was frightening in 1970-something it came out. And that opening scene when Steven Spielberg put that in with the girl, you know, she strips down and goes for a swim in the ocean, and she's swimming across the water. And
1975.
75, and then plunk, she goes under. I was traumatized as a child.
But in your pool, like...
yeah. I was afraid to, my pool.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why.
I mean, I
couldn't swim alone. I couldn't swim alone.
I say that, and I thought that tremors were going to pop up out of the yard and eat me.
But I mean, depending on where
you're judging the swimming pool?
But depending on where you live in the country, you never know what's going to be in your pool. I mean, people get...
Alligators and snakes. Not
you know.
Sharks.
Someone may throw one in. I don't know. You never know.
I was convinced it was going to like come through the drain. A big one, too. Huge, great white shark. I don't know why. I would get so scared I'd end up like swimming and having to get out of the pool.
Aww,
it was awful.
That's pitiful.
Well, you know, you just want to be careful. And, you know, we did have an expert on not too long ago on the show talking about sharks. And that myth that is out there about wearing jewelry is actually true.
It is true. I'm just going to attack.
Because they think it's like eyes.
It's shiny. It's like, yeah, it's like a fish or something.
They think it's a fish, yeah. They think it's like a small fish, and they go after the fish.
I've been in Clearwater Beach before, and like I had goggles on and was like down in the water. A tiger shark went by me.
A tiger shark?
It had stripes on it. What is there like a shark?
Probably like a nurse?
Sure it wasn't a big fish.
I don't, yeah.
It wasn't. It wasn't a big fish.
Tiger sharks are one of the most like aggressive
species.
Yeah, they
are aggressive.
I'm pretty sure it would have tried to eat you.
Okay.
It may not.
May not. Maybe not.
I don't know.
They're so aggressive. I'm going to look
it
up.
I don't know, but it was like the shape of a shark, but it wasn't huge. It was like this big.
A leopard shark?
Did it sound like that?
It didn't sound like anything. It sounded like me.
Did it look like that?
Yeah.
It's a leopard shark. They're not. They're like bottom feeders.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't look.
Yeah, not all sharks are eaters.
Aggressive,
and,
yeah.
Well, they're all scary.
They are, but...
oh, my gosh, yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, your great white is probably one of your most aggressive shark
we
in the water.
We get hammerheads in Clearwater Beach.
Those
we've had a great
too.
White. You know, they're out there, and they've been migrating to different places because of the fact that the temperatures are warmer.
Yeah.
Hey, name that animal sound.
You want me to name it?
Yeah.
Panda.
There you go.
Kung Fu Panda.
Panda. Panda.
Cuddly panda.
So if someone wants to call Sydney, just call in right now, and we're going to set you up with, of your choice, you can pick out, Sydney's got the list, just tell them Sydney if they call up and they can get a free gift. 818-818-6401. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.